Conference record has joined the conference.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Philip. How you doing?
All right. I'm Philip Emma from the Grateful Web, and I'm here interviewing three-time Grammy winner, actor, and blues legend, Kev Moe. Thanks for spending this day of love and compassion with us, part of it at least.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's. You too.
I hope you have some special plans with your Valentine today.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have we got a night out tonight, and I showered her with gifts this morning, and she's a happy girl. She's got our kid taking her to a birthday party now, so it's all good.
Excellent, excellent. Well, great. Thanks again. So it's been 2 years in the making, and I'm sure you're as excited as we are about the new album, The Reflection. Can you tell us a little bit about the journey?
Well, the journey was, I guess it's a two-year journey, but the album took about, to record, it took about, I think, 4 months, probably, you know, of just going in the studio every day and making sure everything was right. I recorded 15 songs, 10 are on the album. I put out an EP with 5 songs and three which won't be on the album, but you can find on the EP. So all the things I recorded are out for public consumption. Well, the album's not out. The album will be out on April 22nd. It's called Blues Americana.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I've heard you described as the living link to the Seminole Delta blues that traveled up the Mississippi River and across the expanse of America. And for a man that was raised in, in L.A., and how did your path lead you to where you are musically? And where did you get your blues and gospel influences?
Well, I think that phrase that you read, the link of the blues, that's something someone made up to market me without my knowledge. And the way I got my lessons in the blues was Los Angeles. And gospel, I was raised in the church, so that was easy. The Baptist church gave you all you need about gospel. So I've been raised up in the church and raised in Los Angeles and playing in the club scene in South Central Los Angeles from 1972 all the way through 1992. So give me pretty much a good course in the blues.
Excellent. And through that journey, I'm sure technology has taken its twists and turns. And how do you view modern technology's effect on music? And does it enhance it? Or is it like a vampire on the soul of real expression? Or what's your take on
it? Well, it shrank the music business. As we know, maybe it didn't shrink the music, people making music. It shrank the music business a little bit. It created a more level playing field for everyone to play on, all musicians, to make their mark, because it's not so expensive to make a good recording anymore. And technology has enabled us to get music to people more quickly, but it's taken away the retail store, which was, a big part in the music, because the music store supplied a place for people to convene and come and just congregate, because you would run into other music lovers in the store, and you would ask them what they were checking out, what they were digging, like face-to-face. I think that still happens, but it happens online now. It happens on the internet. And a lot of things happen online now. And there's, those sayings, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And I think
that's
things
right.
Stay the same. Just the way we do it in a different medium now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True. And so there are a lot of collaborations on your new album or that you've been part of throughout your career, really. And I've always envisioned a collaboration between like John Legend and you, or Alison Krauss and you, especially on something like The Itch from your album The Suitcase. But But I'd be content with a duo with local favorite Otis Taylor at the studio. Coop Studios.
Work with him on the banjo record.
Right, right. And you know, I live in Boulder. You're going to be here on March 1st. I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, recording at Coop Studios with Otis Taylor, I would really like that. But my question is who is someone you've always wanted to collaborate but maybe never had a chance to? Maybe someone from the past and maybe someone from the future. Or, I mean, not the future, but the contemporary times.
Well, someone I like to collaborate with, I can't say that they would feel the same, but probably Gladys Knight.
All right. That would be interesting.
Gladys Knight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think John Legend is fantastic. Funny you should mention his name, because John Legend, you know, he has a timeless voice. You know,
uh-huh.
Timeless gift. It's like, he's in that hip-hop world, but he's like, he's a classic singer like Sinatra, or like a, you know, like that. You know, his tone and his timbre and his ability to reach. He has a very friendly and broad tone. You know, that's something.
Yeah,
I would
classify more R&B you know, I was listening to The Itch and your voices sounded very similar to me when I was listening to that the other day, and that's how I got that image. And you know, someone like Alison Krauss, I always thought, because people say that rock and roll started when the blues and country western came together, and and that's why I always thought that would be a cool pairing as well.
Alison Krauss would be a fan. I'd love to do something with her. I actually have a song that she'd be great on. She'd be a great duet on that. Maybe I'll reach out to go and call her and ask her.
Yeah, that would be great. So, you know, I'm a school teacher, and I actually wanted to conduct this interview in front of the journalism class. But the publicist said it probably wasn't a good idea because it was my fault. I waited till the last minute to ask permission to do that.
I think it's a great idea.
Oh, see, I should have asked you first.
Great idea. Well, see, you know what? Me and my wife were talking about that the other day, just how, like, sometimes publicists in their quest to kind of publicize you, but yet protect you from awkward situations or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was an assumption that was made. And no disrespect to Surefire.
Right. Right, you know? Sure. Right.
But that was an assumption that was made. When it comes to me, I'm like, oh, fuck, that would be, I mean, you know, that would have been just great.
I thought so, too, and I had a feeling you would have thought that. You know, my daughter loved listening.
Call him back, if you want to call him back and arrange that, I would be into it. You can tell them.
All right, that would be great. You know, they're ninth graders, and they're deciding whether they want to go to the journalism route or like the technical route, or you know. And so I set it up all yesterday, and then it was my fault for not you know, setting it up earlier. But I just had that vision.
No, it's all right.
You know.
Okay.
Oh, maybe we'll do that.
Why don't you take my manager's number down? Because that sounds right. So take my manager's number down.
Okay.
His name's David.
Mm-hmm.
And his phone number is 615-714-5008. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Maybe we could
make
set something
happen.
Up. Thanks. I appreciate that. All right. And I know they would love that, too. So it will definitely work on that. I had a feeling you'd be into that.
Yeah.
So what would you say to you're an experienced and accomplished musician, actor, you know, what advice would you have for aspiring musicians in today's world?
Well, I give the same advice to whether you're a musician or whatever you are. If you're an accountant or my always advice to people is to do what you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? and don't worry about the money.
Yeah, that's good advice for sure. Even for me, my passion is in teaching, but it's also in music. So I try to spread myself throughout to help the, you know, to influence the future and also do what I love. So yeah, I agree with that philosophy for sure.
I think what we're looking for in life is joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Joy, happiness, and satisfaction. And sometimes along the way, we maybe might put too much weight on the money side. I mean, money plays into it. I'm not going to be, act like it doesn't exist.
Right.
But, you know, when you put your invest in, like, how much money you're going to make or how you're going to do it, it's like you miss the point of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life is about being happy. And if money, if you love money, if you want to just make a bunch of money that makes you happy, go after the money, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be something that truly makes you happy. And I know people who just love to make money, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And happy, you know.
Yeah, but like you said, living in the moment. Yeah. Living in the moment.
The day is something you got to do every day of your life. You got to wake up in the morning and go do what you do. And
yep.
Be a good idea to make sure you love it, because then you'll never spend a day working.
Exactly. Great advice. Speaking of which, what are some of your hobbies or interests that you enjoy doing when you're not playing music?
I don't have any hobbies.
No?
I don't need any hobbies.
Right. You know, family or...
Family's not a hobby, that's life.
That's true. good point.
Family's not a hobby. That's just what I, you know, it's like love my mm-hmm. family, you know, and so... I have a Cadillac.
Uh-huh.
A 1981 Cadillac Eldorado.
Wow.
That belonged to my mom that she gave to me, that I like to start up and drive around town sometimes. That's probably the closest thing I have to a hobby.
Uh-huh. That must be good.
Old Cadillac is worthless. It's worth about $2,500. Yellow. It's in really great shape. It's low mileage.
Mm-hmm.
And I love getting in it and just driving around town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe last question before maybe we'll set up and arrange for the kids to hear, because, you know, I wanted them to see the journalism in action, you know, and what better way to learn than experience it.
I don't understand why the company wouldn't go just, clearly that was someone who was assigned who didn't see the opportunity there.
Yeah, it was a safe side. They probably erred on the side of caution, and I understand that.
Yeah. Huh.
But the last question before maybe one day we can arrange that. I'll call David. But what are you currently listening to? What would we find on your playlist now?
A record I listen to a lot, and there's a very few of them. There's one record I've been listening to for the last probably 18 years. It's a record by Bob James called Trio.
Hmm.
And then another record I listen to a lot is Terrence Blanchard's A Tale of God's Will, which he did after Katrina, which he recorded after Katrina. It's a beautiful record. And another record I listen to on a regular basis is Jonathan Brook, Plum.
Hmm.
And another record that I go between all of John Mayer's records.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm interested to check those out now.
I think John Mayer is one of the most brilliant songwriters we've had in a long time. You know? And
right.
People like, I mean, I don't know if people really get how prolific he is as a songwriter.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of different viewpoints but most musicians and people that really know music well, I think would say similar similar things that you did.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for your time. I appreciate talking to you, and I look forward to maybe you will keep it short for the kids, or you know, next time. I appreciate you offering.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Well, thank you. Well, I'll try to arrange that, and I'm sure they will. You know, it'll be an experience that they won't forget. So, I appreciate that.
I remember one time Robin Ford told me a story that someone called and asked, "Do you want to play on the Otis Rush record?" And his manager said no. And Robin Ford was, "Are you kidding me? What?"
Right.
I would have walked through the snow and carry my amp on my back to play with Otis Rush.
Exactly. You got to seize those opportunities.
Yeah, you know, he didn't recognize the name, so he just said no. You know, it's like. So
right. Oh. Well, yeah, again, I appreciate it, and I look forward to making that happen with them. And I really appreciate your enthusiasm for wanting to do that. And you know, to be honest with you, I knew inside that you would react, you would say that and react that way. But you know, I don't want to offend anyone or anything like that. So let's do it. And
okay.
You know, we'll keep it short, and just so they can see what it's like to do something live, you know, because what better learning, what better way to learn than to do, right?
Yeah, great.
So,
okay.
So thank you. Cool. Thanks again. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your
thank
family.
You. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.